Hi, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Shy.
And I'm Winter.
And today, as you can see, we have very, very, very special guests with us. We have the entrepreneurs, social media influencers, content creators, business partners, and host of their very own podcast, the Just Us Podcast, Amber and Jacob, everybody.
What's up?
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. Glad to have you.
This is our first time having two guests at a time, so that's what I'm nervous about.
Yeah, my heart is literally pounding right now. I don't know why. It's just two.
Two guests at one time. Yeah. I remember one time we had like five guests at one time, but it's all about not talking over each other.
That's what I'm thinking it's going to be a hard time. For me.
I'll keep my mouth shut.
No. Y'all need to talk, please, by all means. Right. We're so happy to have you here. Y'all look great, smelling good, got the nails on 10.
Come on now.
That's my first introduction of you, was seeing this and being motivational AF. I was just like, I don't have nails right now.
I was telling Shy my first time ever finding out about Amber was that song from years ago.
With the gang.
The viral ass song.
Yeah.
And I was singing it to her yesterday. She was like, where I knew her from.
I don't remember from that. I remember, like, didn't you get like a low key, like a shout out from Beyonce at one point?
Not a shout out, no, but I did that. I've been drinking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that was very viral. Yeah. I'm a Beyonce fanatic, so I was just like, clocking it.
Right.
No, that's hilarious.
That. I love that.
No, I remember my first time seeing both of y'all in person was at the Beverly Hills Center when y'all did the live show. And I remember seeing you out and you were just like, hey, girl. You didn't know who the hell I was. You were just like, hey, yeah, you.
That was big.
But you were you had such a great, like, just invited me in and you didn't even know who the hell I was. I was like, I like him. We're going to follow each other from this point forward.
Yes, we did. And I love you guys' podcast. I just want to say I'm so proud of you guys. You guys are consistent. You guys work hard. The content is amazing. You guys do your Patreons.
Yeah, you done passed us up an episode.
Hello.
You know, I'm like, damn, okay.
We're real serious about the consistency. So
we are. And they'll be on here. We probably done missed two episodes in like 2 years, and they'll be like, these bitches are not consistent. They be in our DMs cursing us out. So it's like, we got to do it for, if it ain't for us, it's for them as well. So love y'all.
Right. Even right now, like, I swear to gosh, I went to bed at 7 a.m. I was out. I was partying. I was having me grandpa. And I was like, I have to get up. I have to go. We have to do the pod. Like, there's just no excuse. And you guys know, like, you guys podcast, so you know how hard it is to be consistent. And
definitely, because I take days off.
Right.
I take the days off.
You do?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
My mental health is first. If I ain't right, I don't want to be coming on here faking.
You know what's funny? So I was watching y'all podcast, and we usually do like a social media question of the week. Mm-hmm. Like, so that's how we start, and y'all do an intro of like mental health moment.
Right.
Yeah. So I thought of one that would be cute just to pay respect to like the podcast.
Oh, that's dope.
Wait, look, you know, isn't that cute? So look, I wanted to do one like that. So mental health moment. What's something small you do to take care of yourself that people might not know about?
Something small I do.
I take myself out to dinner a lot.
We did see you
by
out.
By myself.
By yourself. On the Patreon.
Crabs. And then eating and sucking on the crabs. Okay?
Right.
Yes.
For me, I would say getting my nails and feet done. That's something small that I like to do. It makes me feel good. Keeping myself up and everything. Yep.
You enjoy doing that?
I hate getting my nails.
I'm sorry. I know that's such a good mental health thing. My nails right now.
See, when I go, I have my headphones on. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm listening to my music or I'm listening to a podcast. You know, you're relaxing. Then they're rubbing your feet. Like, that's what we need that.
Yeah, I can see that perspective of it. So when you started the podcast, whose idea was it?
Wait, hold on. Pause. I want to know what you do.
Oh, I didn't know we was going to answer that.
Yes.
I didn't think about me. Yeah. Wait, what do you do so I can sing it? So I can piggyback off of it.
I mean, I write. You know, I write in my journal. I always write in my journal. If I'm going through something, I don't know if a lot of people know that, but I've been journaling since literally third grade.
Period.
So
she's a journaler.
Oh, yes, wow. I am.
That's good.
So I write. I write in my journal. Usually only when I'm going through something. Mm-hmm. It just really helps me, like, put my feelings out on the paper. And, you know, if I want to reread it and cry and force myself to cry, I might have to do that.
But do you keep the journals?
Yes, I have them all. I have my literal journal since third grade. Like, I have.
Really?
I have.
Now that's lit.
Yes, I have everything. You didn't know that?
You should turn those into a book.
Fact.
Girl, there's
a lot of tedious
idea. I don't know about that.
Like a little something. Or like when a memoir or something.
Well, if I ever die, you're allowed to read my journals.
Okay, get the thing.
Yeah. I be thinking about that.
She don't have one of me and being like, this bother me to
right. I always hear about people like, oh, I journal, but I'm like, do you really journal since you like, but no, the fact really that you've been doing it for so long is so dope to me.
That's the reason why I feel like I wrote my books, because I like enjoyed writing in my journals and I was like, you know, I want to put my story like some type of way. What do you do, Papa?
I mean, I feel like they already know. Like, I love to be by myself. I like to regroup and spend my time alone and be like, all right, I just need to, I don't even want to answer the phone. I don't want to do nothing. Like, I don't want to invest in anything but myself. So, like, I will, like, disappear. She know that. Like, I'll disappear for, like, 2 days, and they'll be like, hey, you good?
Very
like
Aquarius. Like
very Aquarius. I'll be out of here. I'll be out of here. Yeah, for sure.
What's your sign?
Leo.
I'm a... Leo rising.
Oh,
yeah. I never understand that rise and all that.
The three signs. The moon. What about you? What are you?
I'm a Virgo.
Triple.
You a Virgo?
Oh, triple really?
Virgo.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Unfortunately,
I don't know about Virgo men. Virgo women, I've had some.
Virgo women annoy me, but the men are pretty chill.
A lot of people say that about the women.
I don't like Virgo women.
They be in the corner just really staring.
Don't. Oh, wow. I don't know. They always end up being weird to me. I swear to God, every time it's a Virgo, bitch. I swear. They're supposed to be my damn, like, match or whatever.
Really?
For bro, a Taurus? Are you Capricorn?
No, you're Taurus.
Oh, yeah. You guys, we are very compatible in the bedroom.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Sexually.
We've been to them.
I mean, I don't know about us, but you
know. We ain't gonna.
I'm crying.
No, but how did y'all actually meet?
Oh, my God. Okay. Was it 7 or 8 years ago? Mm-hmm. I was smoking hookah with my friend Hazel at the time at Star Hookah.
Star.
Mm-hmm. And Amber was there, and I recognized her, too, from the videos. You know, I'm like, oh, I love Amber. She's so dope. So I went and said hi to her. And she was like, what's up? So sweet, so kind. And I was with Hazel E, and I was like, hey, you want to meet Hazel? She's like, no, I'm fine. I'm over here just chilling, right?
Right.
And so ever since then, I just kept bumping into her, and we just really became friends since then.
Y'all clicked.
Yeah, exactly. We clicked. Yeah.
So was it a moment where y'all were just like, I don't know if this friendship will work into a dynamic of like a podcast, or was it just like a friendship and that was all it would be?
We're a friendship. We're friends first. We never talked about working together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It wasn't until we went to a Spotify event together and we're talking about starting a podcast together. Mm. And we did. She came on as a guest on my podcast that I had. Oh. And she was like, okay, I think I'm ready now.
Thought it was going to be more complicated. But I'm like, all you do is just sit there and just talk some shit. I'm
right.
Like,
no. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to be a real yapper to have a podcast.
That's
really
true,
do.
Too.
You do. Yeah.
It'd be a lot. It's hard to talk for a long period of time. People don't realize that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I got to be in a mood. I can't be here faking and I don't feel like talking. It's just like, ugh.
She'll be like, there is nothing to talk about this
right.
week.
Right. Yeah. I'd be like, come on.
Oh, we pull some topics out our ass.
I'm not gonna lie to you. And then honestly, those would be the best episodes when we don't have much. Look at our note cards right now. Mm-hmm. But when we don't have, when we be having like three little things, we start pulling shit up and people can tell. But like they be like, I love this. But, like it just flows. Right. Like you just have to come up with some shit.
Absolutely. And tell your personal business.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what makes it the podcast. They feel like we're all family. But like, okay, so we already know you going out with her tonight. Mm-hmm. Y'all gonna argue. Exactly. Come back, talk about it tomorrow.
How does that work when people know your business? Because we be feeling like that sometimes when like they'll be like, so how's the relationship going? I'm like, who are you? How do you know?
In public
settings.
And know about my dating life.
Exactly.
And I'm like, who the fuck? And I'm like, I did tell you this, I guess,
right? I forgot
that
we had this combo.
Right. I was on a date and this girl came up to me and was like, I love hearing about all your different relationships in front of this man. And I was like, did you just call me a hoe?
Like, in front of this man? Like, y'all be dealing with that?
People be coming up and saying some weird stuff sometimes.
Like what?
Like one time I was at the gay bar, which I always am. And they're like,
we love the gay bar.
And because on the podcast, I talk about the bathhouse. I love to go to the bathhouse when I'm traveling. Mm-hmm. They're like, you went to the bathhouse tonight? Like, they say stuff like that.
What's the bathhouse?
It's a gay sex club.
So you be
men
in there
only. You can buy a locker, get a room for extra $15.
So do you just meet the guys there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, random men, and it's so cool because they literally.
It's so cool.
What jaws?
Random
drama.
Men.
Right. They have snacks there.
Oh my god! Uh-huh. Wait, so it's like a known thing in the gay community called the bathhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
and y'all just go and hook up.
We just go and hook up. Yep, there's a pool. There's a gym. You can get snacks. There's poppers.
Oh, I know about poppers. I want to try poppers.
Ooh, actually, I should have brought mine. I had some at home.
I'm a little scared, though. I'm a little nervous.
Are poppers only for buttholes?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, but, I mean, you could do it as to get, like, a rush for 30 seconds.
No, I want to do it for butthole.
Ain't
I want
nothing
to
coming
do
to my ass.
I want to do a popper, though, and, like, really experience the butthole opening up thing or whatever.
I get hemorrhoids.
It's a testimonial.
I'm sorry, I do.
Bro,
I get
it. I feel like it's glass coming out your ass.
Yeah, bro, I'm sorry. If a shit hurts coming out, I know ain't nothing going to be good coming in.
Oh,
I don't
hemorrhoids.
Know.
So, yeah, you leave that for.
I got it. I talked to them about it on here. They know. It ain't nothing new with the pod.
Yeah.
You know what? I actually found some, I'm not going to say who, but I had dated this boy and I found poppers in his closet. And I was like, is this some gay shit? And then I sent it to my gay friend and I was like, do you think he's like down low? And he was like, yes. And then I asked the boy about it and he was like, some girl from Miami had brought that to my house.
Oh, please, nigga. Okay. I don't know y'all because of my man. Huh? There's no way. But honestly, I don't feel like if a man does poppers that he's completely gay, because I did encourage a straight couple when I was in the sex club. I was like, I mean, not sex club, the sex store. I was like, you guys should do poppers, try it out, you know, because I was encouraging them to do anal, but just have fun because it's just a head rush too. Like some of my homeboys would be out at the club. I'm like, try it. It just feels like
the popper?
Yeah, it just calms you down. You just feel like this for about 30 seconds. So if you're about to pop a bitch in the face, take a popper and
really?
It's a pill?
No.
You sniff it.
Oh.
It's like that. It's a little thing of like some type of fucking liquid that you sniff. And it like gets you like, I don't know. I thought it was high. I don't know what the hell it was.
It just relaxes me. I like it.
I'm going to try it. I'm a little nervous, but I'm going to do it. I'm gonna fucking do it.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So I do watch your podcast as well. I know, you know, we've gone back and forth and watched it before. I love y'all dynamic. How is it keeping that, like, when you say, like, it is hard when you don't feel like doing it, do you just, like, power through and be like, all right, sometimes I don't even know if I can come here and do this. How do y'all keep that going?
You want to go first?
I was like you said, sometimes I just push through, like, come on, fuck it. You know, I know they want to see. Oh, sorry. I know they want to see the podcast. So I'm like, you know, just push through. You got this. I motivate myself all the time anyway. So I might as well just do it again. Yeah, exactly.
I wish I had my nails.
That's it. Just motivating myself, really.
Yeah. I noticed with Amber, she'll be like, I really don't feel like going today for Amber. I'm going to come. She always will walk in low energy at first. And then as soon as we start going, and then she start feeling comfortable. By the end of it, she's laughing. And like, okay, let's go outside. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So it's just getting there.
Is that frustrating for you?
I wouldn't say it's frustrating for me when she comes, but when when she be like, okay, friend, let's not do this week.
Right.
Sometimes I agree. I'm like, okay, we need this break. But then sometimes I'm like, okay, let's get it together, you know. But I also don't want to make her feel like she has to be there if she doesn't want to be there.
Right.
Because then you will be able to tell when we're filming that the dynamic is off.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
because she doesn't hide her emotions. So I'll be all bubbly and giggling. Yeah. She'll be like, yeah, okay. You know, so you'll see it.
Yeah.
So I prefer her to, if she needs it off, as much as I want to film, I need her to take it off because I just want I just want everything to flow and be good.
Copacetic, mental health matters. No, yes, we be forcing it.
Yeah, we will force each other.
Don't mean to put it on blast, you guys, when you see this, but like we'll tell her the next episode. We were supposed to film twice today. She was out and shit, so she called and was like, I really can't do three. Because we had one before and one after.
We could do the other episode.
And as much as I was annoyed, I was just like, honestly, I needed that time to get these note cards together. And I was just like, what, you know, it works out for the best. Yeah. It be working out. But no, like, if it's
like we're going to miss an episode, we won't do it.
Yeah, we won't really do it. We'll be like, no.
Yeah, no, tighten up. Like,
yeah, exactly.
But we don't even really... I don't even think we really do that.
We be
much.
Looking forward to it sometimes because, like, you know, so let me first say, I be doing a deep dive. You know, like, she calls me a creep after this. Like, when somebody comes on, I went all the way to the first picture you ever posted on Instagram.
Oh, damn.
He has over 1,000. I didn't go to her because she had, I've tried, but you have over 3,000 posts. I'm like, they be pumping out content. But I'm like, y'all are literally, you've had so many. Your resume is long, honey. Yours, I'm like, you are posting content consistently. I'm like, that shit does get overwhelming. We be like, you post a lot of content too, and you do a lot on TikTok as well.
I do TikTok,
I see you live. I try to see you gifts where I can.
Isn't it so crazy when you see somebody on TikTok live that you know you'd be like, what are you doing here? You know what I'm saying? It's always random, but I'm like, y'all are popping out content and doing shit consistently. Like, I can understand sometimes the podcast being like the last straw of being like, oh shit, my day is overwhelmed, you know?
Then I got a business too, so I'm trying to work on that. Oh, exactly. Content for that. That's a lot.
You have a store, right?
I had a store in Carson for 3 years and I let it go.
Why?
After COVID?
No, I got it during COVID.
I
kept it for 3 years. I let it go. I had a wedding there for my homegirl and I was throwing other events there because hair got slow for a minute. So I said, I can use this as an event space.
Right.
But then the owner was like, no, you just sell your merchandise and you go home.
Right.
And I'm like, well, no, you know, it's not working out. So he allowed me me to break the lease.
Okay.
And yeah, so now I'm just at home now, maybe a little content wall, and mm-hmm. I'm just doing it like that, saving right. some coin.
But that mm-hmm. honestly sounds like a good venture to get into, like doing event spaces as well. If you were doing it there, right. like that's something to look. We thought about that too as well. Mm-hmm. Like we want like a whole like little studio. You know, I ain't gonna give y'all the tea, but like right, right, kidding, no. we were thinking about that too, like doing like a studio space
and like Heather space. Has.
Yeah, exactly. It's just so convenient to it wrap is. Everything yeah. all in one.
And then people love to rent spaces out. People like to have events. Exactly. People like to do podcasts. Why yeah. not? That's bread every day. Yeah. Yo, exactly. sleep making bread.
So. Heather Sanders has her warehouse for her store and her podcast studio. Yeah. And they do so much shit wow. in there. It's like mm-hmm. this big-ass warehouse. It's like a damn near like a compound. Like, they have so much shit see, that they can just
it's do. Worth yeah. it.
I want something yeah. like that, too. Yeah, where we right? can just go and we don't have to, you know, our setup is just our setup. And then exactly. we can have other mm-hmm. setups for other podcasters to, you know, go right. and do their
and
thing as well.
And as podcasters, you know how, like, hard it is sometimes for scheduling and conflict. And when you have it on your own, it would just be so convenient. But, like, kudos to you for having something for 3 years. Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
That's a long
yeah, thank
time.
You, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that is a long time, especially a business, okay?
Yeah, mm-hmm. you know, businesses in L.A. don't even only thrive for, like, 2 years out here.
Yeah.
That's a thing, like a literal thing.
Especially a store.
The boutiques and stuff, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Smaller businesses.
They definitely, it's just so interesting, like having other podcasters, because it's like we can relate on so yeah, much.
For sure.
Being best friends and like being in business together. And like we know how hard it is to be in business. Well, okay, I wouldn't say it's hard for us to be in business together. We know.
It's not hard. We are actually great each business other. Partners. We are great yeah, business okay. partners.
But yeah, we be having our, we be having our little
ain't,
moments.
Ain't nothing right. peaches and cream. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's how you thug it out and you continue to grow. And now yeah. you guys are having sold out shows.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I Hello? Respect.
Thank like, well, you. So yeah. have y'all had any, you know, disagree? Well,
we know you guys.
We know you've yeah. had disagreements. Mm-hmm. But like yeah. y'all had a, like when you said you had your own podcast at one point, how did that even come about?
Yeah, I love you. It's so funny because we're so used to asking people the tea, right? And then we get it flipped on, and it's like, yeah. Well, we had a disagreement. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And one thing about Amber, was she ready to go? That's it. So she said mm-hmm. bye. Mm-hmm. She left, and mm-hmm. We went our separate ways. And I'm like, this is my passion,
right? Mm-hmm.
You know, so she does what she needs to do with her business, and I'm gonna do what I need to do. And I just started my own podcast. Mm-hmm. I ran into her. It's so funny when you get into it with a friend, and then you see them for the first time. And we were at a Monday Night Vibes. Mm-hmm. For karaoke. Mm-hmm. And I saw Amber.
1640.
Oh, 1942.
We're probably drinking it. And we seen each other for the first time. We just embraced each other with the hug. She's like, I'm not even mad at you anymore. Mm-hmm. And we just talked. And then I saw her again, smoking mm-hmm. hookah mm-hmm. on Hollywood. She was promoting her nonprofit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I seen that.
And which she has Clocket.
So you still have that?
Yes, I do. I haven't done any events because I've been so busy trying to touch everything mm-hmm. else, but right. yes, I do still have it.
Yeah. It's called
Just Trying to Live.
Just Trying to Live.
I love that.
And wait, look, my last name is French, but like I cannot the founder of Just Luck Chevet.
But I feel like I tried to do too much with that because like people don't know how to pronounce it.
I still don't know how to pronounce it. I was like, should I put this in YouTube?
I should have just put hair because it means hair. I should just put just no, luxury
you,
hair. But
do what you got to do to make it different.
Right.
But that's funny. Not 1640.
So right. I know. Look, no, but that's how friendships happen. Like, you know, like, I mean, how
we had never seen each other. Okay. One time when. Remember when we had like our falling out or whatever, the first time we seen each other, we actually met up to talk.
Okay. And it ended badly.
Ended bad. We both ended up leaving crying.
Yeah, both
of us all crying. Shit, like,
but first it was a little. First of all, you can't when you're trying to rekindle some friendship shit. You can't go in with drinks. You just can't.
Okay. We were drunk
because we were drunk, and that. We were just like, that. Well, another thing,
bitch.
Hello. I also think time heals.
Yeah.
We had time apart. Sure. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then after a while, you start missing your friend. It's like we were friends.
Exactly.
First.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How long was the time apart?
Oh Jesus.
Like 3 months.
Yeah. Ooh,
What happened? What was it over?
Yeah, girl, we went to New York. Okay. And I was supposed to get presented with the award, you know, with the other woman there. And I didn't. And I feel like Jacob knew that I wasn't getting the award. I don't even know why I was there for real. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was my problem.
To rub elbows, probably network with people.
Maybe so, but it was
like, I wouldn't have her fly to New York to not get a certificate. Like, that's bogus. I didn't need her to go there. I wanted her to go there to get her award. So there was a mix up with the awards. She didn't get it. They wanted her to hold somebody else's award because the physical one wasn't there. She wasn't going to do that. But just for the picture, put it down. They were going to send it to her.
But he still said I was supposed to get it, and I still didn't get it.
Mm-hmm. You didn't get it because you left, and Kyle didn't want to send it to you after that.
Okay, well, he said that he was still going to send it.
I know, and he didn't send it. Yeah, so that's what happened.
But
it's cool
now. But you think that was worth y'all not...
Absolutely not. Are you kidding me?
I don't like to fly. I don't like to be lied to.
But she wasn't. But the thing is,
I'll take nothing back from that.
But the thing is, she wasn't lied to. You get what I'm saying?
But it seemed like it from my end. Oh, you're going to get a certificate. I'm telling my mom. I'm getting me a speech ready.
We both did. I took you out for drinks. I wouldn't have spent all that money on you for drinks.
That's what made it seem like it was fake, because you tried to lay it on too thick. Like, let's take a shot. My friend finna get an award. Let's take a shot. And I'm like,
do I not always celebrate you and your wins?
Now, yeah.
No, even before that, I've always... I didn't have too many wins then. Okay, you always had wins. And even on your birthday, I was the only friend that had your name on my...
I respect that.
I always supported you.
But I felt like it was just laid on a little bit too
thick. Yes, but it wasn't. Because the thing is, I'm not going to get us books, hotels, high rise, pay for the podcast studio in New York.
Period.
Get us on a panel, and then
I heard we supposed to get paid for that, and we didn't get paid for that.
Well, listen.
Right. So it's like, what the fuck?
We didn't get paid for that. But you know what? Besides that,
that's a good experience.
Yeah, I just really wanted her to get her flowers. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't have no idea that her certificate wasn't there.
I mean, it was
a mix up. So that's what happened with it. The podcast broke up. Uh-huh. The podcast broke up, and then that's why it broke up. Yeah. And then we came back. Mm-hmm. So
that was a 3-month time frame? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Damn. Yeah.
Honestly, so I started my own podcast on my own. Mm-hmm. And then we saw each other. Mm-hmm. And then the last time we saw each other, she was like, you know, I'm down to come on your podcast. We can talk about what happened, but we just filmed it for just us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they deserve to know what happened, because we just left out of nowhere. You know,
when you have fans and loyal fans at that, people who have probably been following you for years and following your career for years as well, like, they really are so invested in your friendships.
Yeah.
They really want to know every singular thing that be going on.
And they be even on us. Like, if there's been times where, like, we have been in like an argument or something, but we still have to go film. We still have to, and we'll have like this like awkward, like we still need to talk about this shit, like type vibe kinda. And people will be on our ass. Like, we can tell.
And then even sometimes when nothing be
going on. Yeah, but then sometimes they just assume
it'd be absolutely nothing going on. And like, we might've answered a question a little bit too excited or a little bit less excited than normal. Right. They'll be like, there's some tension. And we'd be like, what the?
Do you guys think that, because this is what I noticed when we started the podcast, I never thought that people were going to be trying to come in between our friendship.
Like pit us against
each other. We didn't ever think that that was going to be something. We knew we were going to get like backlash. We'd probably get canceled. Right, I knew that it was going to be a lot for her because she hadn't dealt with like public scrutiny really ever before.
Oh, she's an angel.
Right. Yes. And you know, she's just like a sweet, hilarious girl.
Come in between. Like, there was a time I literally posted about suing somebody because they dragged my name for defamation of character.
Okay, Cardi.
And somebody sent it. You know, I don't play. I'll sue somebody quick. Amber messaged me. She was like, look at my friend trying to be messy. I know this has nothing to do with me or anything. I'm like, yeah, no, it doesn't. I'm like, the fact that somebody went and screenshotted that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She didn't do nothing to me. When we got our, when we had a breakup, we didn't even talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
even, real friendship. Yeah.
Right, even during a breakup, though, they was like, oh, you need to do your own podcast. Amber is draining. Oh, I don't like her on there.
Oh, they do that with us all the time.
Your own thing. You can do it yourself. I'm like, shit, bye. You know, you don't want to see me out here.
Yeah.
But that's
the thing. I don't want to hold nobody back. You feel me? You know, do your thing. It's all respect.
But you can't let them also get into your mind, because I remember there was a time where I remember that I felt like they were coming and, you know,
it was like right before right before our first live show in October, they were really coming like heavy on our friendship and like our relationship and our dynamic. And they were especially coming hard on Winter.
I broke down in the car and literally was like just crying to her. And I was just like,
that shit can really affect you. Yeah. Like, words hurt. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seriously.
I mean, it's just more so, I think that sometimes we have to be like, our friendship comes before anything. Like, at the end of the day, no matter what these people say, we have to know that, like, what they're saying is not true. And I think for me, it was like, I don't want you thinking, like, do you agree with what these people are saying? Like, do you feel this way? Yeah. Like, you know, people could get into your head also, like, put negative thoughts in your head. It's like,
and you start believing the thoughts, and it's not even like that.
Right, and so that was hard for me because, like, I never wanted to, like, have her feel like, oh, yeah. I'm a bad friend or like mm-hmm. whatever the case may be. That's all I give a fuck about. They can feel however they want.
Right, right.
All I care about is that. So
do y'all have to give each other reassurance like that as well?
He gives it to me. Yeah.
I guess. Mm-hmm. I make sure that she knows because, you mm-hmm. know, and also when you have friends, you know what upsets your friends, you know what irritates mm-hmm. them. So you try to stay away from doing any of that, right? Mm-hmm. I never want to purposely irritate her because when she irritated, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I just encourage her because the comments are rude, but if she's draining, that's not your business.
Right.
I'm sticking beside my girl, period. Right, right. So she ain't draining me. I'm here. The right, only thing that's exactly. draining is
it's
the water
not
that
your
I'm
opinion
sipping.
To have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like y'all really bounce off of each other well. And like, honestly, mm-hmm. like sometimes when the show starts and you like your nails just be flowing, the energy just be there. You really just be like, I don't know. I don't really see it. So it's like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it's probably later episodes or previous episodes before. But like the recent ones I've watched, I'm like, y'all really are bouncing off each other and piggybacking off each other well. And then I like how y'all started with so much positivity.
Thank you. Yeah. I feel like since we've been back, it's been better.
Yeah. Even better.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
Because we used to joke around and jab all the time, and people mm-hmm. were like, oh, they think we don't like each other. But we
oh,
were just,
we do that
it wasn't
too.
Like that. Yeah, we just talking shit because they don't understand there's two sides of us. Mm-hmm. We're very like encouraging, like, oh, sis, okay, look at the nails, mm-hmm. look at the hair, come on, hair flip. Mm-hmm. And then we'd be like, okay, Krusty, you know, we just go back. So it's not even like that. Right. It's not that deep. Like, this is how we are. How we talk on our podcast, this is how we talk when we're at the club, at lunch, eating. I'm sure you guys are the same.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have like this also, that type of dynamic where we talk shit to each other a lot, and they will really be like, you're so mean, you're so evil. See? And I'm like, you don't understand, like that's like our humor is to
that's our
you know,
love language.
Yeah, to talk shit to each other. Like it's just funny. Mm-hmm. That's when you know your best friend is like really your best friend. When you could talk shit, it's the fake friends you gotta sugarcoat
exactly.
and watch what you say.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
Do y'all ever feel like you have to walk on eggshells around each other? We just recently had this conversation with each other.
Before yesterday. The breakup, I felt like I had to walk on eggshells. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, no. Mm-hmm. It's just so different. The energy is mm-hmm. different. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's so funny how somebody can totally do a 360. Mm-hmm.
180.
Like, yeah. I mean, oh, okay. You guys know what I meant. she did a total 180. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just because she's even happier within herself. Mm-hmm. Right. She was going through a lot before the breakup. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? With mm-hmm. men doing her wrong, friendships. And mm-hmm. so it was hard for her to trust people in general.
Right.
And so when that happened in New York, she was like, really like, oh, see, you're after me.
Because that's what that sounds like the rest of me.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, but when you really get to know your friend, you know mm-hmm. the real. You know what I'm saying?
It's like dealing with betrayal. That's something that you just, it's hard to get over.
Right.
You know, especially from a friend, someone you've been knowing for a long time and that you really trust mm-hmm. and gave you all to. That shit hurt. That's worse than a breakup.
Yeah.
Oh, agree. 100%.
Like, right? I'm telling you everything. Like, you know everything. You just do that to me. Stab me in my back.
Right. And you know how I'm going to feel and you know how I'm going to react. Right. It just even, no, I
and you know I would never do this to you?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Feel that.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my train of thought.
No, we were just
I'm so hungover right now. Yeah, I'm trying to keep up.
We were asking about should we tell them what we got into a disagreement about?
We can.
So yesterday, we got into a disagreement because this is how, so Winter isn't really like our podcast is more so like, you know, just like a general conversation, okay. You know? So basically just want to engage in conversation, not really like interviewee style. Mm-hmm, so she was suggesting that y'all come up with topics and concept as well. And I was just like, that is lazy. You don't go to somebody else's podcast.
Let me say why.
See, I didn't want to say it because I knew y'all would have been like, that would have been cool.
No, here was my thing. Here was my thing. We were at brunch and I was like, it would be cool if, because I don't like interviewing. Like, I don't want to mm-hmm. interview nobody. We've done interviews. I fucking hate them. They're always terrible. People want to fake act like, oh, can't talk about this, can't talk about
like
that.
Too good for
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that because I'm an open book. Like, mm-hmm, I really part. Tell yeah. my shit and yeah. I won't say nobody's names, but I'm gonna tell my shit because
I'm gonna ask who.
It's
time.
My shit. Why can't I? Mm-hmm. But so I was like, what we should try to, since they have a podcast, we should try to like have a conversation together rather mm-hmm. than interviewing you guys and like whatever. And she was just like, that's lazy and blah blah blah. And I was like, I'm just trying to be creative and think outside of the box.
Different.
And they're mm-hmm. podcasters, so whatever. So I felt like she was like,
no, that is not. So I actually watched the video because we did have a little discussion about it. So I actually, because it was on camera because we filming Patreon content, you know what I'm saying? So we were filming content and I was not defensive at all. I was mainly just like, that's late. That's like asking somebody to come to your house for dinner and then bring the whole recipe.
Okay.
Then bring the whole like food, everything else. But I understand, looking back at it, I understand what she was meaning. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't want to like make it seem like we were lazy. Because, you know, we a collective. We a unit. So I didn't want to make it seem like we we're lazy in doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, nah.
But I thought the idea was great.
Shut up.
That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
No, but yeah. Only why? Because they're podcasters as well. If it was somebody else and like somebody else get an interview, they'd be like, what the hell is this? You know what I'm saying? So that's why I do think like it would have worked for y'all. And then afterwards when we had that discussion, I was like, she probably was a little right. But it would only work with y'all. But like other people who don't have their own podcast, don't have their own platform, for the same purpose, it wouldn't be the same.
No, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, it wouldn't even make sense.
Yeah, it wouldn't work.
But I just thought it would be like a trade thing. Like, we go on y'all, we go on y'all, y'all come on ours. You know, like that. So that's what I was thinking. So it's like, y'all would get the same opportunity that we have with y'all. So that's the way I was thinking of it, you know?
No, we're going to really spice it up when y'all come.
Oh, yeah.
Who really? Oh, no.
A whole 180.
Wait, yeah.
A 180.
Wait, so what y'all going to ask us? Just give us a hint.
A lot about relationships, you know?
We're going to probably dust off out of the box. Oh, been a while.
What's that?
That's, we asked some crazy questions. Y'all asked, very sexual. And
you know. Well, we have some relationship stuff, and I'm glad you brought it up.
What?
About your
relationship
date?
Stuff?
Oh, my God.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Last time we seen you.
Oh, my God. It was right before the date. The date was that night.
Yes.
Did you pop poppers?
Wait. We got to tell them. So we had ran into him. If y'all are on the Patreon, y'all saw we ran into him out eating crabs, and he was like going on a date that night, which I don't know why he was eating crabs.
Yeah.
But garlic breath. I literally was like, you're about to have the worst garlic breath. And I can't go on no dates after no damn crab legs. Mm-hmm. But he went on a date. How was the
date? It was so good.
Really? Mm-hmm. And we had got the drop on him from old girl too, that she was like a good guy. So you like him. Yeah.
He was a good guy. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the date was good. This is the thing.
Right.
He is a great guy. We went out and we had dinner, mm-hmm. and I had crab again. Clock it. Okay. And a tomahawk steak.
Crab and a tomahawk.
Damn.
Lobster mac and cheese, please.
Oh, you running up the bag.
Yes. He paid for dinner. We walked over to one of my favorite bars that I know the owner's at. Ooh. We went inside. The owner got us cocktails, you know, mm-hmm. so he felt like a little special.
Okay.
And then we were drinking and we had a good time. And then he was like, my friends are going to Hollywood Hookah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, we can go to Hollywood Hookah. So we went to Hollywood Hookah. I got us a bottle, mm-hmm. and we smoked hookah.
What's this whisper shit going on?
I don't know, because I'm reminiscing. I'm
the
sorry.
The story is getting serious.
I love the way I'm invested. I'm like, tell me more.
I'm sorry. You know what? Sometimes I feel like when I'm talking to people, sometimes
we're on the campfire.
Sometimes I zone out and I'm just like talking to myself. I'm like, okay, so this happened.
And you set in the scene.
And then people be dragging me to comments about Jacob, speak up.
Right.
Look, adjust the mic.
Right, okay, let me focus. Wait. Okay, so we went pop bottles, had hookah.
Pop bottles?
Well, I bought a bottle.
Oh.
Which is nice because he paid for the dinner.
He paid for the dinner. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Pushing it to me.
What?
For the first time?
A bottle is crazy for the first day.
It was only $400.
Like, I bought only.
Only four. Well, no, because what he put
he
in.
He paid for the dinner.
Must be nice.
He sent, how much was he sent me two.
How much was
he
dinner?
He sent me two. So it's like $450. Dinner? Dinner was, I didn't look at the bill.
Lobster steak, to be over crab?
Right, lobster steak.
Tomahawk steak. So it's probably about $260. But who's
tomahawk
counting?
Tomahawk by itself is like $260.
I deserve that steak.
Okay.
I like tricking, so I mean,
so
I
do
ain't
I.
mad at
what?
It.
What?
So, I do love tricking.
So the date was good. Long story short.
I love the long story.
He's just
long.
Not good with, okay. So he got drunk. This was the red flag. He got too drunk and he didn't end up saying bye. He ended up just leaving. I'm like, damn, okay.
But on a date, after a date, it's crazy.
Right, but I'm like, okay, so now I see that you can't control the liquor too much. But I don't know, ever
was
since then, he doesn't communicate that much. He's not really a texter, so he just didn't show much interest after, like he did, but he didn't. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And me, I'm just like, the date was okay.
Right.
He's a sweet guy, but honestly, he's not really 100% my type.
Okay. So y'all didn't have a second date?
No, I have two contenders that live in Houston now.
Okay, Houston. Okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
Do you share your dating life and experiences like the way he does on the podcast?
I don't have no dating life.
Really?
When the last time you like done it?
Like last year, sometime.
Last year?
My hair down here about this long.
I'm
might need to go get laser.
I don't even grow hair down there no more. I get laser.
Yeah.
I wish you could attach some bundles.
I'm yeah.
From your hairline, just looks
today.
Look, let me hanging like a little.
Right.
Amber talks about her experiences though.
Yeah, when I have my little rendezvous.
Okay. Oh, because her leg. She was talking about her leg going up in the car.
Oh, yeah, in the car. You know, I still do it in the car.
Busting a split?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, come on now, feet to the ceiling.
No, I'm crying.
In the Challenger.
Wait, so is this the, is this like an active choice where you're like, I don't want to sleep with anybody?
Yeah, right now, because I'm like, I really want to find somebody and build with. You know, I'm about to be 34. Like, I just want something real.
Grown.
I'm tired of just, you know, tooting and booting. Because I'm the type, when I do it, I'm catching feelings.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm wondering why you ain't calling me.
Same.
When in the first place, you didn't tell me you want a relationship anyway. So I'm just like, I'm expecting shit that for no reason.
Yeah.
So
I've seen that y'all are doing like the Facebook dating. Is that still a thing?
I got off of there.
What is that?
It wasn't. So basically, it's inside of Facebook. It's an app. Uh-huh. And it matches you with people, not people that you follow, but people that know people that you know. And it's cool. First, they give you all the fine-looking men. Then they give you the dungeon puppies. And
dungeon puppies? Hilarious. Oh, my God. I've never heard that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, they give you the down low ugly dude. So
I'm crying.
Yeah. I feel like I saw you put, I don't know if it was on TikTok or what, but you were like the response of some of the guys or whatever?
Everything is sexual on there. I have no sexual pics up. Everything is like, I want you to sit on my face. Like, dude, first of all, it's damn near almost 400 pounds. You're crazy.
And they still want it. They still want it.
Which is wild, but everything was just sexual. Like, the first message, like, oh, where you at? Let's link. Hello, how you doing today?
Right.
Like, how you feeling?
Yeah.
Is it Tinder for that? Like, isn't Tinder just a link-up dating app?
No, Tinder is more so like, let's go on a date, I feel like.
Grindr, but that's like the Grindr's game.
No, well, I mean, you talk about for the games, though.
Yeah, the games! Like, I know that, actually. I
love it. You know about poppers. You know about the games. You come with me to the sex club. Just put on the hoodie.
I do.
We love West Hollywood.
We go running muck in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, turn it up.
Next time, call me.
Yes. But I did see that, and I can't do no damn dating apps.
I couldn't see you on there anyway.
I don't know what it is. Maybe I just don't give a fuck about getting to know people. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you get recognized on dating apps and people will strictly want to date you?
I've never done a dating app before, but I'm sure that they would probably think I was a catfish because people do catfish with my shit, which I think is fucking strange because aren't you going to have to meet this person? Mm-hmm. But, and then I don't know. People are just weird. Like, people are very strange. I like to be, I know this sounds kind of fucked up, but when I do like meet somebody, I would like to be able to Google them because I just don't know what's going on. Like, you know, especially like, remember Mr. Ghost, I had dated a guy who was like, not like a Googleable guy or whatever the case. I need to know the drop. I need to know, you know, who's your ex-girlfriend? Jail records. Like, I would love
you
to.
You deserve
like,
to know.
I want to know all that type of stuff. So that's why I think I lean more towards people who are, I guess, Googleable.
Yeah, I know.
Googleable.
Do y'all feel like in dating, has it been an issue because you have a podcast? Because she's talked about that a lot on the platform you know, like they don't want their business to be out because we have a podcast and like, you know, it'd be known like that. So have you ever dated men who've been like, I don't want you talking about me on the podcast?
No, I haven't heard that. I never say nothing.
It's just more so annoying. I don't like when people, if I'm on a dating app, I don't like when people say, oh my God, I love your podcast. They always, you know, especially the gay, you know, the boys know. So it's just annoying to me. Or I feel like I'm automatically friend zone, right? They'll be like, you funny as hell. You know what I'm saying? Or they'll just say stuff with a podcast. I'm like, even if you know who I am, just act like you don't watch the podcast.
Yeah.
For me, what they'll do is like, guys will be like, oh, I'm nervous about dating you because, you know, you could potentially spill all my business on this podcast, which 100% is true, but I've never been the type of person to put nobody on blast. Like, I mean, I've definitely come for people's heads if, like, I feel like I have to defend myself or protect myself, but I don't get on nobody's
podcast. You never said a name.
I don't be saying nobody name because, first of all, y'all not that fucking important to me. I don't need no clout. I never have needed anybody's clout. So I be feeling offended, too, because, like, bitch, who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are?
Like, calm down, girl. But I also feel like with podcasting, this is our real life.
Right.
So if something happens with one of your friends, we use it as an example. We're not saying, I went out with Keisha and this happened.
Exactly.
We're literally just talking about things that people can relate to because it's real shit.
Have friendships gotten in the midst of that before? Because we both have been checked by one of our friends,
before. About what?
Like, you know, like when you, like what you just said, like when you speak about a certain scenario and then like the friend, like we won't say a name, but we'll talk about a scenario and they'll be like, that sounds mighty fucking familiar.
Yeah.
That happened with me.
Who?
My boy, I'll say his name, my boy Mike or whatever. I told one of his stories about him moving and going to New York and doing some stuff. He's like, my homegirl called me and she's like, is Amber talking about you? But I was like, no, she not. But I was. So,
yeah.
My friend Roxy, I called her a crybaby. She said I hurt her feelings, but hey. Yeah. Love her down, but you were a crybaby. Yeah, love her. Love her.
Had that happen. I had a friend call me and was like really upset, crying, and was like, "Oh, my friend called and said you guys were talking shit about me on the pod." I was like, "We weren't talking shit about you. We were talking about you technically, but it wasn't like shit." Like, you know,
yeah, and I didn't even know which friend she was even talking about. Yeah. It literally just be like scenario based, and it's just like, you know, sometimes when you have a podcast, you be trying to look for anything, any topic to be like, let's talk about this on the podcast.
Definitely be having to talk about our friends and shit. And sorry, y'all, but y'all are content.
Look, I'm sorry.
Everybody content.
Look, everybody content at this point.
We be thinking, we're like, okay, we're going
to
talk about
it. We put stuff in our notes.
Yeah, exactly. We do the same thing. We share a notes app and be like,
it'll be the middle of the night. We're like, see, shy editing.
Yeah, literally.
But no, I mean, in my last relationship, we kind of had something where I would talk about like my relationship or whatever, but he was just like, I don't want you talking about our disagreements or our arguments. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we were in a private relationship. Like, I mean, people knew I had a boyfriend, but I didn't want people to find out who my boyfriend was or anything like that. Because, you know, we just get to acting weird, whatever the case.
They become FBI agents when they find out who I was. And the news always travels fast. Yeah. Exactly. They be zooming in on that one little tattoo.
Right. Yep, yep.
And as soon as somebody finds out who I'm fucking, they want to fuck them too. And I don't need none of that. Okay. They do. I'm telling you. It's like all of a sudden bitches be like, oh, if Winter's fucking with him, I know he doing something.
Yeah, you make him look sparkly.
Y'all just looking at dick because y'all don't want me to be happy because y'all are miserable, and that's unfortunate.
Exactly. Yes. I seen this thing recently while I was going all the way down your timeline, how you had a...
What creep?
Oh, God. What was it?
You had Confessions of a Sugar Baby?
Yeah.
What? You were a sugar baby? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, no. So that's how I was known for. I was really known for helping people around the world to get a sugar daddy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I helped people. Oh, wow. I've helped people get sugar daddies, and I had a YouTube channel. I took all the videos down because it's like, okay, I'm older now. I don't, you know, I'm 30. I'm like, okay, I don't really need a sugar daddy.
Adult.
But he's still in my life though. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm a sugar adult, but I make my own money now, and it feels good. Honestly, I mean, my sugar daddy paid my rent for like 7 years, right?
Oh wow.
Yeah, like last year was my first time actually starting to pay my own rent, and it's by choice. I wanted to feel like, no, I love it. Okay. I just feel like I'm a grown man now, and I just want to feel like I'm working. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When somebody's taking care of you, it really feels like you don't, it's not, not my Bible app, honey. That's Jesus.
Amen.
That's Jesus.
Amen.
That's Jesus on the main line.
Talking about, that's why you got rid of that sugar daddy.
So it just feels good. I refurnished my whole entire apartment on my own. Like, it just feels different when you get it for yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? People be thinking that I've had sugar daddies before. I don't do sugar daddies. Yeah. People always DM me, Winter, how do I get a sugar daddy? Bitch, I don't know.
I want to talk the same thing, though.
You said what? I've dated men with money.
I would think that, like a ball player or something like that.
Yes, I have dated rich men, but I, like I had said earlier, I can't sit up there and talk to nobody all day.
I feel like I've surpassed that age now. And I'm in a relationship. I've been in a relationship for almost like 4 years now.
Oh,
so
Have you ever?
What?
Like talk to a guy like for money?
No.
Really? No.
I'm always the one with the money.
Oh,
really?
No. Yeah, it's bad. No. Yep.
So you only doing the tricking?
Yeah, that's me for sure.
I mean, I like tricking. I said I like tricking, but not only.
It ain't tricking if you got it.
Yeah.
But I'm manifesting that God will bless her that will do the treating this year.
Yeah.
Mama deserves some
treats. That's why I stopped, you know, just doing all that, doing my little celibacy and just praying and hoping.
Mm-hmm. But I'm confused. So, like, how does one do they just come and they're like, I'm broke? Like,
no. So basically, it's kind of, really, it just happens. Just like, how can I explain? Like, the last dude I was talking to, it's just like he came around. It was like, oh, I got it. I would just say like, oh, I got it. And he never just.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why? I don't even want a man to let me help.
Right. So now I'm growing and knowing like, okay, know your worth. You know, maybe it was like a little insecure thing. Like, oh, I just want to have a guy around. And I'm thinking I'm not good enough. You know,
you're a beautiful girl.
Thank you. So now I'm like, okay, step into your worth. Let them do something and deal with a man that has a job.
Yeah.
I was dealing with men that I knew that had jobs. So I knew they was broke.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So they weren't working.
They weren't working, no. Mm-hmm. And then I do date younger, too, so.
I mean, I date younger.
Look, what are y'all?
I am a cougar.
Come on.
What's your cutoff? What's the youngest you'll go?
Probably 18. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's not. Damn, they can't even get it close.
No, it's not. I mean, 28. Okay. Like, actually date?
Yeah, or sleep with.
I mean, I'll sleep with somebody, you know. Who was I fucking last night?
Okay, no.
Edit that out. No, the youngest I will sleep with, I mean, I'll probably sleep with like a 22-year-old.
Okay.
I would sleep with a 22-year-old, but I'm not going to take a 22-year-old
serious. We listen
serious.
And we don't judge.
Yeah, we listen and we, and I'm not going to lie, them YNs will put you through a mattress, baby. They'll put you through a mattress and show you a time.
Sure.
But dating, I feel like the youngest I'll date is probably like 25 or 26.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I just finished dinner with a 25-year-old. That was horrible. So now I moved it up to 28.
Oh.
Exactly.
Now, 28 seems mature. I've never dated younger than me at all. And I just feel like, first of all, I think men take a lot longer to like their brain to develop. Mature,
yes.
At least by 25, this is at least fully functional and developed for a man. So I would be I'm sorry. No, that's scientifically they say.
Right.
So you
know, still it's be terrible. Grown as fuck.
That's because they're making a choice to be like that.
Yeah, they're making
you
a choice. But at least
on them.
Older, I don't know. But and it's also like the people that you know you may date that are younger and they may have money. Like you feel like you're more mature when you got a little bit money at a young age. Mm-hmm. So it's like I can get it, but I just feel like they're all stupid at that age.
Yeah. Well, no, because the guy I went on a date with, he's younger than me. He's 27, but he's a business owner. He has a lot of money.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, it just all depends on also how you're raised too.
100%. How you're raised. And yeah, I do think like having a career also makes a huge difference in somebody's like maturity level.
Yeah.
Like I'm not about to go date a 25-year-old who is like living at his mama's house and still in that childish kind of mindset.
Yeah,
yeah,
true.
You get what I mean?
See, yeah, no, you can't have them when they at their mama's house at 25.
You ain't had no car.
A car? Yeah, no, I haven't dated somebody without a car since college.
Yeah, I don't know what I was on. That was crazy.
No, he was dropping me off at work. I was like, now I didn't know I would go this.
I mean, he couldn't even call his own Ubers. Now that's a problem.
Right.
I'm fine.
Yeah, no.
You should have been taking advice from the guru over here. Talking about sugar babies.
You know that advice.
Has relationships ever gotten in the mix of y'all podcasting? Like when you've been in a relationship with someone, has it been like affected it?
Mm-hmm.
How?
No. Well, the brokey knucklehead. He ruined everything. For everybody, not just our relationship.
Wasn't really
Wait,
everything.
How long were y'all together?
We weren't even together. We were just messing around for like a good 9 months.
And you let him ruin stuff?
Yeah, it did.
How?
Well, we had went out, and then his god sister was there. Then the god sister was like, oh, he had put his hand on my butt or something. Was that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
He had put his hand on my butt, and I'm like, no, he didn't. Mm-hmm. Then Jacob was like on her side, and it was just like, ugh.
Oh,
it was just
this too much. This was, you guys talked about this on the podcast.
The conversation. Mm-hmm.
The conversation. Episode 20. I was right, 23.
Yes, you were. Mm-hmm. Oh, my
exactly.
God. You're so good.
Mm-hmm. So basically, the boy that you were dating, basically, he touched another girl's ass.
Mm-hmm.
So I had insult to injury. He ended up getting her best friend pregnant.
Yeah, she wasn't my best friend, but she was close.
She was close enough. And now she's about to pop the baby out any moment now.
Yeah, and that's why I got a problem with like friends and betrayal.
With the knucklehead?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But they're perfect for each other.
But how did that happen, though?
I know. And you know what? I would bring us all around. You feel me? So I guess on the sidelines, maybe they was talking or something on Instagram or whatever. So they end up going to a spot that I took them to where I know the owner. He ended up getting a picture and sending it to me.
And you
I
were
love
still
that
friends with
that.
The girl, but you were still friends with the girl?
No, I ended up inviting her to my birthday. I didn't know. I didn't find out until 3 days after my birthday.
Right. When she told me, I was surprised, too, because I wouldn't have expected.
Yes. And then, look, I kicked her out my birthday because I said, why you keep looking at my nigga? I asked her. I said, why you keep looking at my nigga? She said, I'm not looking at him. I'm like, yes, you were. Come to find out, clearly, yes, you were.
Oh,
and everybody
my God.
There thought I was crazy. Amber, you drunk. You tripping. You drunk. I said, I'm not drunk. I know what I see. Then when I told them what happened.
I know what I see.
Now they like, oh.
I got both eyes on that bitch.
Exactly.
Wait. Okay, curious. How old was he?
He was 25.
And he was staying with his mama?
Yep.
Oh, my.
And now they're having a baby at his mama's house.
Right.
Oh, my. And look, and honestly,
and
those things
no
never
prevail.
Oh, wow.
She has a vehicle, but not him.
And he's about 27 now.
26, about to be 27.
Right, damn.
Mm-hmm. I mean, was he fine at least? What's all the hoo-ha? Like,
I mean, that thing was staying, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He looked good to me. He
was laying the pipe. He was laying the pipe.
Yeah, definitely. Every day, too, like an Energizer bunny.
Yeah.
Like, then you wake
okay.
up. Then I went and stay night with me. You know, you wake up, and you turn from the side, and he just slides.
Yeah. Ooh.
He was there, honey. She that's my first time seeing her like actually be with somebody all the time. Like he came
all
to our
time.
Tapings.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he was there, and we went outside after. So he was.
That's weird. That's weird as fuck that he would even. Yep. Did he ever say anything to you about
so
it?
So for a while he didn't. Then he tried to come back and be cool. So I linked up with him because I want to know why did you do this to me? And he was like, it wasn't on me. I told her to let's tell you and all that. She said no. I'm like, why would you listen to her?
Yeah.
Then come to find out you got her pregnant. I've heard that from the grapevine. Somebody sent me a random text.
Jesus.
Green message.
not going to be at the baby shower with the Burberry shirt on.
Come on, come on.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be traumatizing, honestly. Yeah. Like, just that level of betrayal is, that's like, you know, people think it's like a tea type thing, but that shit is hurtful as fuck.
No, it really does hurt. Been knowing her for like 7 years. She even knew my grandpa when he was living. He flew us all to Vegas. We all had good times together. Like, you around my mom. Come on.
Oh, this was a friend. This wasn't an acquaintance. Yeah. That was a friend.
That was my friend. Yeah, like, no. We would get into it because you did dumb shit when you go out and get drunk, but I still always came back. Right. Like, it was never nothing for you to do this.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you took it way too far.
Yeah. No, yeah. That to me is,
and you really
insane.
Can't ever come back. You can
never. What? Yeah. I'll be a fool.
I would never. We would never.
Would you? Oh, no, I don't even think that way. I have four older sisters, so, like, my mind doesn't even go. Like, I won't even be friends with a woman who I feel like is that type of woman.
Right.
I steer clear because I'm so loyal to the soil. Absolutely not. So we wanted to play, like, a cute little game with them, with you guys, because, you know, we like a little game on here every now and again. And we played one of these games, this game, on the live show. So we wanted to just do it with y'all because we thought it would be cute.
Are we going to guess or are they going to
They're going to do each other. And then, like, we can go back and forth. Because it's like the game is who's most likely to. Yeah. So we can ask y'all one and then y'all ask us one of who's most likely to. And then we can point at each other whoever we think is most likely. And also, I bought tequila if y'all want to drink.
Oh, period.
We would, but I was wrong.
Wow. Oh,
yeah. Girl, I didn't.
I did it. Oh, I did. Oops, never mind.
Oh, never mind. What? Look, that's what God said. Drink that water and that Red Bull.
Exactly. You know, and I've already caffeinated enough, but because I would drink another Red Bull. Okay. So, wait, we can go first, you guys. So, you want to go first?
Are they
first
the same one? On the both cards?
Okay.
Who is more. Now, after this conversation, we know all the damn answers.
No.
Who is most likely to have sex on the first date?
What?
You know I don't even have sex
the
like
first
that.
Day? When have I ever told you about some one?
No,
like
no.
That?
But I'm just saying, if anybody was more likely, it would probably be you.
Heck no.
You, I could already see you tugging them down, kissing.
I tug them down, but come on.
Oh, I love making.
Okay,
out
maybe.
Well,
I'm
that's
make her
my
out
signature.
Yeah, I'm
make her
I'm
it's just weird looking at a friend do it. She be all nasty with her head being.
Oh, no. Tongue down the throat.
So, actually, probably maybe none of us, because I wouldn't ever have sex on a first date.
Really?
No.
Me neither. I've
never
had
sex
on the first date.
I've had sorry, sex on sorry. The first
date. Maybe the second.
Yeah. I have to really like you. I have to really like you. Like,
I mean, I feel like if I'm gonna have sex on the first date, I know I'm gonna fuck with you. Like, you know, it's never gonna be like the end. I mean, pussy too good for it to be the end.
Yeah, maybe I've never had a guy that wowed me in the first date. So.
And you know, people, there's relationships who've lasted on the first date, and like there's other relationships who last, who wait 3 months and then they done after the fourth. You know, so
yeah, that's true.
For sure, definitely. Oh yeah, do y'all have one?
Yeah, I got one. Okay, who is most likely to slide into a celebrity's DMs?
I'm shameless as fuck. I don't care.
Hey, he actually said this the other day, and I was like, I've never slid into a DM just in general.
Right? Do it go good? Will you do it?
Oh yeah, every time. I mean, okay. Here's my thing. I don't do it all the time. I don't do it all the time. I'll like a picture. I'll let them slide. But there have been times I've slid in DMs. Also, I don't know if it used to be like. I don't want to say an ego thing, but I'd be like, I know I could pull him if I wanted, like type thing. Like,
I feel that way too, but
or
like,
just see if I could, like, you know,
a little challenge.
Yeah, not with
I don't need a the DMs are a good place, but like, I would feel like I don't need a DM, like anywhere I could pull. I feel like I could pull President Barack Obama if he was single. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like that's how you feel. That's how you gotta walk into
that's
it.
How supposed to be. Yeah.
But I told you what I do. I don't slide in like a hey or eyes or heart. Mm-hmm. I'll make some shit up. Like, where'd you get this shirt from?
Like, and let them initiate.
Okay, start looking.
That's smart. Okay.
And then the next question would be like, how big is your dick?
I'm trying to fuck. No. But, okay, ours. Okay, yours. Go ahead.
Who is most, look, this one is shade to you.
What?
Who is most likely to reschedule the podcast session because they are hungover?
Not because of hungover.
Not because of hungover.
Maybe reschedule.
Oh, yeah, me for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely me. But we get it done, though. We get it done.
I was like, let me change this question for that.
This bitch.
Who is most likely to date someone just for clout?
Neither.
Neither.
Honestly.
Honestly.
I like a man. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I like a man that's quiet in the corner and ducked off. Like, I like the one that ain't on the table with the bottle that he probably didn't even pay for.
Right.
Not. Okay. I'm sorry.
I don't like my relationships public, really.
Yeah. Mm.
I got to be focused for a long time.
I don't want you to have access to my man at all.
Yeah. No, I agree. Completely agree. Yeah. But if it were to be in a different setting, who would most likely date someone with a higher paying job?
Me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, I do like the rich ones. But okay. Who is most likely to, oh, this is a good one, respond to negative comments online / argue with a troll?
I never argue.
I don't reply to comments.
Really?
Because
that's, I'll go no. back and forth with
it. Maybe, like, I'm solely going up to her, but honestly, we both don't do that.
Y'all yeah. never, like,
respond I don't
in even, the past, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't even read comments like that anymore. If it's negative, I know who I'm like, they don't faze me anymore. Right. They used right. to back in the day. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, I don't care. You don't know me.
Right.
Yeah. You're not going to come up to me and say this in person.
Yeah, it does get easier.
Yeah.
Right.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll go ahead.
No, you can go.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
I had to learn, like, restraint because mm-hmm. there would be a time, like, I've never been the type to, like, read all of my comments on, like, Instagram or anything mm-hmm. like that. But, like, with YouTube, I'll read all the comments on our YouTube. And then there was, like, hate pages and stuff. And I'd be like, all right.
We
like,
have hate pages. Yeah.
We have hate pages. And I wouldn't respond. Mm-hmm. Like, she's a clapback queen. Yeah, I would respond, like, gracefully and be like, yeah, and that's why you're a loser. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it'll be like that. But, like, I've had to learn to have restraint. And, like, you know.
Yeah, it's hard to do that. We just left them in their paragraphs read on read. Because mm-hmm. yeah. they sent paragraphs like this long. I'm like, real do you long. Really think yeah. we're gonna read all that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think, I don't know. For me, though, I think that I will always defend myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I always will mm-hmm. defend myself. And people be fucking playing with me. And I'd be like, you're not about to play with me, bitch. Because I got right. some shit to say, too.
Yeah.
So, I think, like, that's, you know, a thing. But for the pod, it's less. I think yeah. for more, like, just my own personal shit, I'll clap back more, too.
I think it's a good reminder to be like, we're surrounded by so much love. Yeah. It's just, exactly. it's not fair to them to give negative comments or response. Right. So that's right. what helped me think about it. It's like, it outweighs the hate so much. So it'd be like, right. well, fuck y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But sometimes to me, it'd be crazy because you can have, like, say 100 comments all of love, and you get that one.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll just be like, wow, yes. for real. You'll just focus on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it drains you down.
It does. It is yeah. draining. And then you yeah. think about it and be like, nah, do they have some truth to that?
Because right. You know? Start overanalyzing.
Exactly. Yeah.
I argue with you in my head, but yeah. that's about it.
Oh, me too. No, I will for write sure. a paragraph and then delete it.
Oh,
yeah. Right. So yeah, that made me yeah. feel good. All right,
I'm gonna start journaling.
Take a note. I heard that.
Real. Okay, so who's most likely to have a threesome?
Everything's been me.
Yeah. I'm a freak nasty little
You such a church girly.
She's a Southern Belle.
Southern Belle. I love it. I bet it.
No, I could get nasty.
No.
No.
Even the way you said it, I didn't believe it.
Nasty. I can get nasty. No, ask me another question. I want to answer it.
Yeah. Okay, who's most likely? Well, I already know this one. I can't even ask that.
Why?
I was going to say, who's most likely to beat somebody up first or fight first? It's going to be you.
Well, I mean, I guess it's me, but she will fight too.
Yeah,
I'm going to be fooled.
Yeah, don't be fooled by that.
Okay, who's most likely to pay the bill? When you guys are going out,
we if got a business not, card, baby.
Damn. Yeah, well, before the business card,
we kept our game.
Before the business card,
I would honestly, I would
like this. God damn, I'm tired of spending money.
No, we right. both. Oh
shit.
I mean, it's still our money, but mm-hmm. it's just we have bank account together.
We both have pretty much been like yeah. even before the podcast. I still did always have like a little something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so
I had a little money. Right. Yeah, I always had a little money, so it wouldn't be a problem. It would be whoever. Like we were. Piggyback off each other. Yeah, like, not piggyback. It was like bounce back, ping pong. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sorry. Ask your question. Sorry.
Okay.
I like a speed.
Who's most likely to ghost someone after one date?
Yeah. I would. Mm-hmm. You think? Yeah. It's for show you. Yeah, it's
her. Yeah. She's not a ghoster. She's going to leave you a 12-page paragraph on why she's not going to talk to you ever again.
Okay.
Well, at least you communicate. You right. know, let them know.
Oh, okay. Is it wrong to ghost?
Yeah, she used to be like that when she was single.
Baby, I ain't never talking to you.
Okay,
again.
Wait. Let me ask. All let's right. ask. Who is most likely to get caught lying on the podcast?
Oh, probably me.
For sure.
Really?
For sure. I didn't think about that.
Like, lying about
probably
what
me.
Though?
Oh my God, dude.
The sky is gray.
No. I don't lie about the dumbest. I'm like, Jacob, what are you doing?
I'm like, I don't know. Oh, you know what it is?
What?
It's when we do anything with music. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God.
Besides that, like.
Like what?
You tell a little white lie here and there.
Ooh. Do I tell a white lie? Mm-hmm. Think of one.
I can come up with a few.
Okay, go ahead.
That's gaslighting when he make you think of something.
Right. Sometimes on these little dates and all this stuff you talk about, I know they be a little exaggerated a little bit.
They're never. You talk about when the rich man buy me stuff? That's never exaggerating. That's okay. real things. And the proof was in the pudding. Literally on my close friends. It's literally on my close friends. So you think I'm lying?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Well, you never had that, so I understand.
I have not had it.
From sugar daddies and stuff. So, that's never lies.
Sometimes
the white lies is probably like when we play like the little music game. I'd be like, oh, I love that artist. She'd be like, okay, what's the song? Listen. But I do love the artist. I just don't know the lyrics.
I'm crying. No, I'd be like that too with the lyrics.
Yes, but for the girlies, that girl, and the people that know me in real life, they know that anytime with sugar daddy, that shit is legit and real. That's matter of fact, weird. I invited you to the hotel. Did you forget at the Sofitel? Mama ate good that day.
That was one time.
Listen, because I usually, well, usually when you were the sugar daddy, you don't bring your friends.
Yeah.
You know, but I brought her and she reaped the benefit.
A meal.
So I'm excited to have a meal with you.
Do you be putting out on the sugar daddy days?
No, so usually, honestly, these sugar daddies that I'm talking about are usually my homegirl. We, you know, meet the sugar daddy together. I ain't got to do nothing with a sugar daddy. You get what I'm saying? So he gets us hotel rooms. He gets us hotel rooms and basically says, you know, get whatever you want. So we just send things to the room.
Right. Well, let's invite us this time.
Class Azul, 1942.
We go to the pool.
Look, go to the restaurant. Go to the restaurant down. Charge it all to the room.
Yeah.
My man gonna be looking at me like, "Where the fuck you at, bitch?" Come on. I was like, just chilling with friends.
Okay. I got one more.
Okay.
I asked that one. Okay. Who is most likely to spend your entire paycheck on designer items?
Ooh. Neither of us.
No,
because I don't like to buy my own designer. I'll have a man buy my designer. Okay. I've never been that. First of all, I've been too broke before. I don't plan on going broke ever again. So I'm not a big splurger. I spend money on food and, you know, shit like that.
We spend money on experience. Me neither, though. I had one big purchase, when I bought Bottega. First of all, I'll never buy Bottega again, real. Yeah. I'll buy Fonega for sure.
For sure.
But I bought these shoes and these heels when I was going on vacation. And I was just I had such buyer's remorse. I was like, I'm never spending $8,000 on something again. I was I want to return this shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? So no, I really don't. I'm also very not frugal, but I'm very mindful with my money.
No, for
too,
real.
You know?
These days, you gotta be.
Yeah, you gotta prepare for hard times.
Yeah, you don't know what's gonna come.
You never know. Sure. Podcast money might not be coming through.
Leave it to the men. Leave it to the super rich men who got shit to, you know, blow.
Okay, so wait, what was the last one? The last one, this is our last one. Cancel the podcast over a disagreement. Who's most likely to do that?
She said. And will. Not no more, but and did.
Okay, so y'all talk through it now. Have
we straight. Yeah. I told myself I won't leave again.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
So what's next for y'all?
Promise?
Look, let's not have that in writing.
What's next for us? We do have a live show coming up in L.A.
Oh, they have you guys as guests on
the
live show.
Yes, we did.
Would y'all come?
Really?
Yes. We would love. Wait, what's the date, though? Because we have a lot of stuff going on.
Don't worry. It's not going to be when y'all gone.
Okay. Yeah. We have an off weekend. We have an off month in May.
Oh, perfect. That's where it's
going to be. I get surgery in May, though.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And I have a wedding in May.
Is it in the beginning?
It's in the beginning of May, so I could do the end of May.
End of May would be good. Give us more time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still putting stuff together, trying to get some little performers.
That would be fun.
That's going to be fun. We would love that.
The Beverly Center was fun, but it was more, you know, conservative. I'm ready to turn it up.
Exactly.
Really bring
we
LA out.
Say certain things, you know, so.
Oh, they were like monitoring.
Oh, yeah. No, they said even have our own DJ.
What? They said you couldn't cuss? Mm-mm. Oh, my God.
Because it's kids friendly or whatever. And then also for the mall, I mean, they only let us sell 250 tickets. Even though we did sell out, it was kind of like, we can't get more tickets.
I think it was really nice.
No, it was
we were like, we're going to go stop by that. Because it was like a little bit of inspiration for us to be like, how would it look if we started doing live shows? And like that. So we were like, we could do this.
Y'all did it good.
Y'all doing the damn thing.
Thank you.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
So touring is next for you. And you're going to do multiple cities, right?
This is the thing. We were going to go on a tour, but Amber is not ready for the flights.
I'm not flying.
And what? I think what made it worse is all of the
fires.
Yeah, that happened in the plane crashes. I don't know what it's going to take to get my girl.
What about a Xanax? You could take a Xanax.
I'm not getting on the plane.
Really?
Y'all should do the little bus.
I told her we'd go to train.
That would be cute.
A little trail bus.
That would be cute. You guys could do content.
Like, just all being under each other that long.
Okay, look.
I'm already on the tried. I like my space a little bit.
Well, they have suites in trains.
They do.
Okay.
Also, it's money. It's money in touring too. It really is. Merch and all this stuff. Yeah, y'all can have a good little time. Look into that.
That would be good to expand. And it's so fun. It's literally so. We have so much fun doing it. It's a great time.
It really is. Yeah. It's so fun. So we're looking forward to that. Oh, I wanted to ask advice for friends wanting to get into business or start a podcast. What do you have with that?
Just go for it.
Yeah.
With your
friend. Would say be in alignment. Be on one accord.
Mm-hmm.
And communicate. That's the number one thing. You have to communicate because, you know, one person could be thinking this way, you be thinking that way, and you just have to come to an agreement. Also, I would suggest for the future, because we don't have this, but a contract. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you start making money. We haven't gotten, like, all the way up there yet, but I feel like that's also important to
the business. You ain't leaving me again.
The business aspect. Well, no, I'm just talking about, like, if we sign a deal, you know what I'm saying? You never know. Y'all sign a deal, well, you got to make sure you have contracts. You know what I'm saying? That's important, too.
ChatGPT.
Do we need a contract?
Hello.
ChatGPT.
The contract is don't have me fucked up. Yeah. That's it.
The contract would be like, you have to show up every episode.
And I would not sign it.
No, and also, you know, Amber just started her hair company. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let the girls plug everything that y'all have going on right now.
Plug your stuff. I've been selling my bundles. This is good hair, raw hair and virgin hair this time. I sold hair before. The hair was good, but I feel like right now I'm upgraded. So this is amazing hair, and I'm bringing the nonprofit back this summer with events, wellness events for the ladies, and I'm going to do some co-ed stuff as well. So that's for summertime.
Well, we would love to go.
Absolutely.
Yes, we would love. Yeah, invite
shit like that.
I love seeing. Oh, yeah. I love invites out.
Say less.
I love a good event. Right. I don't care where it is or who's throwing it.
Okay.
Let's go. Yeah. I love to have a good time.
Yeah.
And what about you? Do you have anything going on?
Yeah, well, I'm working on a website right now. It's called Miscellaneous. So basically, you can get everything on there, like selfie lights. You can get portable chargers.
Portable fans.
Portable fans. Selfie, the little selfie things, the little microphones. You know,
I've seen that in-car microphone. That was cute.
Yes, everything, anything for content creators. You know what I'm saying? Summer's coming up. We're going to be hot in the club.
You're
going to need a fan.
I love the name.
And everything on the website's $10, $15. It's not more. Reasonable. Exactly. Yeah. For those people to be affordable. And it's of good quality, please.
Yes. So thank you so much for coming on. We really enjoyed y'all.
This
and it flowed
fun.
So well.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Yes. Did your nerves go away a little bit?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah. We good. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Bye.